Living in Los Angeles most of my life, I always anticipated the holiday season. When I'd go shopping, I'd find myself amid winter wonderlands of faux pine garlands strung from the ceilings, commercial-sized ornaments bigger than my head, and a makeshift Santa house smack dab in the middle of it all. This kind of satiated my yearning to live back east during autumn and winter, minus, of course, the seasonal pumpkin harvest and the wind-driven snow. As soon as I learned about a woman named Martha Stewart, this yearning turned into obsession. I lived vicariously through her and constructed my own Turkey Hill in my mind's eye. For anyone unfamiliar with Turkey Hill, that's where one of Martha's many mansions is tucked away. Anyway, I felt as long as I kept my hope alive and well, my holiday season would be just as satisfying as someone living in an evergreen forest by a lake in Connecticut. I didn't have Manhattan stores to conquer, but I did have Sherman Oaks, Century City, and South Coast Plaza. Until recently. Now that Thanksgiving has come and gone and I've moved on to turkey soup, the official shopping season has begun, but there's no electricity, no verve. Despite record-beating holiday spending in just the last few days, I don't feel the holiday spirit. That's because, now, when I go to the mall, there aren't even half the number of decorations put up. Instead, the colors I regularly see are the ones advertising the company that owns the mall. The enormous menorah isn't kept lit when it should, so the Festival of Lights is sometimes left in the dark. There isn't even Santa's North Pole abode where kids, both pediatric and geriatric, can get their pictures taken with the big man himself. What I regularly see is some lame velvet chair that's empty most of the time. The real kicker for me has nothing to do with malls or Santas or decorations. My depression is traced to a tiny piece of paper with sticky stuff on the back of it. That's right, a good old-fashioned U.S. mailing stamp. In an effort to make my greeting cards complete, I dropped by the market to pick up some festive Christmas stamps the other day. I had always bought them there before and waited patiently in line. To my utter disappointment and sadness, the checker told me they no longer sell Christmas stamps. She told me that one customer complained that if the market doesn't have a stamp for all religions, there should be none. I guess if I want to see some change and inject some much-needed spirit, I should just go postal, and maybe then I'll have my way. Layla Gulen, Annenberg Radio News.